Good evening, Selena, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening, Nick. Would you like the light down a little bit more?
Thank you.
That's great.
Once again, my dear friends, I am happy to join with you. To listen to all of those thoughts for others. And I will also add for each one of you that you be loved and protected at all times.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
That's very nice. And, thank you for seeing us safely back from Bosnia, if you had some part in that, Selimet.
I, of course, was aware, but was not able to be with you. But I was aware of your visit.
Yes, wonderful.
I would say that any thing that helps you to understand your world is always helpful.
Yes.
But of course, I am more concerned for the time upon this planet that is to come. That, of course, has always been our mission, to bring forth the truth, but also to help those that we have contact with, to enable them to see for themselves the goodness that abounds in your planet. Because, as you know, there is so much darkness still. And unfortunately for you all, that is what most people focus upon. But I am here to say to you, my good friends, that there are many advancements being made in your world at this time. There have been many medical advances made in this past year of your time. There also has been much more for your astronomers to see. There has been so many different occasions when new knowledge, as you think of it, but of course I do not, I would prefer to say rediscovery of knowledge to bring good to your world.
Yes. I'm aware of the work of Dr. Larry Dossey, who is doing great work in uniting spiritual matters with scientific matters, and I feel that he is a scientist who is a cheerleader in that.
There are many in your world who must be applauded for the work that they are attempting to do. Any work that brings knowledge about spiritual matters can only be good. I am sure you would agree.
Yes, absolutely.
In your world at this present time, there are so many concerns about your fuels. And I will say to you that much groundwork is being done at this present time that will enable all inhabitants of your earth to have less of those worries. But that is something that is coming to you.
That's good to know. Could I just say something? You mentioned astrology.
Astronomy.
Ah, right. So where does that fit in the future of our planet?
It is just a new knowledge.
Oh, okay.
That helps mankind to understand himself. Mankind's is a relatively small amount of energy in comparison, say, to one universe.
Okay.
And mankind is beginning to realize just how small he is in the scheme of all life.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
In the same way as your universe is only part of the greater picture.
Yes.
And mankind needs to find himself. And I believe I have told you previously that is the purpose of our mission, that mankind finds those spiritual gifts and makes use of them whilst in your physical bodies. Too much time has passed when mankind has passed to spirit with virtually no spiritual knowledge that he can use. And that has to be changed.
Yes. Yes, because there's still an awful lot of hatred amongst mankind.
Yes. Yes. There is always good and bad.
Yes.
But that is why it is so important for you all to focus on the good. So much more can be done if you are positive. I cannot, my dear friends, stress that to you enough.
I think there's, if with a positive mind, yes, that there's, you can see the, even though you can, you're aware of some of the problems that mankind needs to, challenges that mankind needs to deal with, but there's so many very good things happening, with, information is getting out there, but it's not quite, you know, good spiritual information is available, but it's not, it's only still growing slowly.
Yes.
In outlets. I was quite happy to see I think there's new people trying to get interested in politics now. I noticed a lady who normally writes spiritual books called Marianne Williamson, but now she's trying to stand as a politician in America, and I think that people like that coming through, becoming leaders, could broaden the debates more and bring these teachings through more easily.
You are quite correct. The Spirit is working closely with those people who are almost pioneers for Spirit in this time. And of course they are like the seeds being sown quietly amongst others that will enable them to have that spiritual influence on others. So yes, you are correct. There are many avenues open to these people. And I can assure you, my dear friends, that those of us who have come at this time have been working hard to enable those who wish to work for the Spirit.
Yes.
And although there is still much darkness, we will uplift you all. All of you who have taken that step forward to enable this world to be the beautiful place that it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
I feel that also there's much to be learned from these Bosnian pyramids. The news of this has been so restricted. I feel it's very important to have openness on this discovery, on these excavations. And we have photographs. One of our photographs does show the energy orbs within the tunnels. There is a wonderful atmosphere within the tunnels. We are aware that negative ions in the atmosphere energize, make one feel physically more alive. The number of negative ions in normal fresh air is 1,500 to the milliliter. I am rising to 2,500 after a storm. One feels uplifted by this. But within the tunnels, there are 16,000 negative ions per milliliter. And there is a wonderful feeling of energy there. And the people who contrived this arrangement within the tunnel labyrinth have achieved this wonderful atmosphere, which is still there. Their system is still working after 30,000 years. I feel this is such important knowledge that it should be widely known, and part of our small mission in going there was to get photographs and information and spread the news.
Yes, I understand what you say. Let me say only this, that wherever there is a gathering of spirit, then you will find the purest of energies. You know, of course, that energy cannot be destroyed. And where you have a great amount of spiritual energy, the forces will be more strongly felt. Yes. And this is what you have experienced.
Yes.
It happens in a number of places on your planet throughout time. Mankind has felt this change of energy,
yes,
this upliftment. And I have to say, my dear friend, I am always greatly impressed by your detail.
Well,
let me
you.
Say that.
Thank you.
But I will also say to you that there are many who wish this knowledge to be imparted,
yes,
all around your world. It will, but the time is not quite ready.
Hmm.
But I will say to you, continue to feel and remember and to know of this spiritual work, because it was indeed maintained to a great degree by, yes, spirit.
Yes, we have what is termed a Bovis scale for measuring spiritual energy.
Yes.
By a standardized dowsing procedure.
Yes.
And the values obtained within that tunnel labyrinth are quite high and have been compared to places like a Tibetan temple.
Yes.
And by comparison, the values in the tunnels of the spiritual energy is very high.
Yes. It is almost equal in a much smaller way to the energy that is created within a room such as this.
Yes.
When there is spiritual energy, it is felt by many people.
Mm-hmm.
Some may not feel it, but I can assure you it is the same kind of energy which is being used.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
But of course, that is a very small way to put it to you. But that, as I say, where you have spiritual gatherings, you will always feel this kind of pure energy. That's what it is. It
it's
is
nice to have your
pure
commentary.
Energy.
That spiritual energy that George was talking about in the pyramids, the Bosnian pyramids, that's stayed there. Now in this room, you're saying that there's the spiritual energy and we're here. When we leave,
it is still here.
It is still there. Now we used to go to Lillian's house, and so the spiritual energy will still be in Lillian's room?
It will still be there, but it will be a little dissipated.
All right.
But the energy is there. But because the room was used in a way that this room is used,
yes,
with a small gathering of energy, it does not have the same impact.
Right. So you're saying that the
energy is still there.
So you're saying that in the pyramid, there was a lot more.
Yes.
Because I suppose you can't give any sort of numbers as to how many.
No, I will not enter into those
sort
conversations.
No.
Because it does not matter.
No, I just.
What matters is talking about the energies.
Mm.
And those involved.
Yes, I was just wondering, in comparison to our small group and that
pyramid. But there is no comparison.
No, no.
Really.
No. Okay, thank
the,
you.
But it's interesting that it seems like that those tunnels and the pyramids are they obviously had much greater knowledge on how to construct and I think it involved water flows and perhaps yes. crystals and
because it is an understanding of the natural things on your earth.
Yes, they managed to combine water flows
yes.
and ceramic artifacts.
So,
enclosing crystals.
So if we had that knowledge as well, presumably we would be able to improve the energies within a room where we come together like this.
My dear friend, you could do whatever you wanted to if your spiritual energy was in the right place at the right time. All of you, I believe I have spoken before, all of you have that innate knowledge. All of you know all about the energy of all of the universes. But you have to return to that knowledge.
Yes.
It has been lost by so many.
Yes. We have to go within.
It's within. It's within.
And strengthen that link.
You have to first strengthen yourselves.
That's
before
right.
you can become part of a stronger energy.
And there's no point in you telling us how to
no.
do it. We have the answers within, so we can, and in going within, it strengthens it further. So
yes, of course. You yeah. have it correctly. I could tell you forever what you should do, but because of your free wills, it is entirely up to you all to decide for yourselves how much of your spirit would be used here. Do you understand?
Yes, yeah. It's all there
I
for
feel
us.
Sometimes still you still think of yourselves as physical beings. You aren't, my friends. You are physical beings in the sense that you are upon this planet. But you are spirit first and foremost. And all of that knowledge is innate within you to be used and
yes.
used for the good.
One feels it more strongly at some times than at others.
Yes, of course. Being human, your human lives affect how you feel and how you react and how you think.
Yes.
But it is the spirit that decides what should be done for the good.
Yes. Could I go back to something that was mentioned at an earlier time about it came to light that you have mentioned the DNA that we have as being an interface with spirit. Perhaps I could put it like that. I was reading recently about the Anasazi people of South America and
North America.
A cave system which has 23 chambers connected by tunnels and the whole arrangement is in the shape of a spiral, and each chamber has within it an artifact. I am led to believe that the people that we know as Anasazi understood about DNA, because they have constructed this arrangement in the shape of a DNA helix with chromosomes.
Yes, again, it is a case of understanding energy. It is a case of those beings who are much more spiritual than those of you today, using the energy and gaining knowledge.
Yes.
It is, my dear friend, as simple as that. We can have as many examples as you like about different areas of your world, but what it all comes down to is that each and every one of you are spirit.
Yes.
You have lost a great deal of knowledge over time, and it is now up to each one of you, if you so desire, to regain that knowledge to be used for the betterment of mankind.
That's a wonderful thought.
It is as simple as that. I could, of course, go into much dialect and intricacies, but that is not my way.
Yes, what I wanted to go on to was to point out that the Anasazi people mysteriously disappeared as a race, as did the Maya. And it just occurred to me, perhaps they made a collective decision that it would be better for them to continue in spirit instead of reincarnating on the earth.
They were spiritual beings who had decided that they had something to do upon this earth, and when that time was up, they too returned to spirit.
Yes. That would have been a collective decision.
Yes.
I can understand that. Yes.
That is, I do not like to use the word power, but it is the power of the spirit. Mm. When you can attain that degree of knowledge.
Yes. Mm. Of course, mankind thinking in a very material way.
Yes, I would always try to steer you from that way of thinking.
Yes.
I am always very simplistic. Yes. In my views.
The errors of that way of thinking are almost laughable, I feel.
Yes, but of course you have, over time, all of you gained a little more knowledge, I believe.
Mm. And you have helped us so much in this.
Yes. And of course, what I would like you now to do is that when you are faced with these kind of, how shall we say it, old knowledge, mm-hmm, that you wish to verify, stop a little and think a little and use that spiritual knowledge to find your answers.
Yes.
Because you can. It is no easy undertaking, but it is one that you are capable of.
It's you carry on.
I hope I have helped to help yourselves. to find new knowledge.
You have helped us enormously, Selimet, and you have also helped our readers in this.
Yes, whenever you can sow a new seed to another open mind, then that energy becomes more powerful also.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you said years ago about we are spiritual beings. Okay, we're in the we've got the physical bodies, but we are spiritual beings first. And I sort of felt back then, I didn't know how I felt about that, but now when you repeat it, I am very excited that we are spiritual beings, and it's almost a relief that we're not physical beings, that we are spiritual beings. And it just makes me realise, yes, I do have a huge desire to be the spiritual being, and move away from this physical sort of physical state more, and become more the spiritual being that I am.
It just shows you, does it not, if you feel that difference within a few of your years, how much you have grown. Mm. When you can analyze that you are thinking in the physical sense too much, that you now feel the spirit more to the fore. That is a great growth for you, my dear friend. Is it not?
Yes, it's that's one of many benefits of that you've been coming for so many years now, and having everything transcribed and taped, we can reflect on, go back and reflect and remind ourselves and see where we've come from.
Yes. When first I came to you on this mission, as I call it, I understood that it would not be easy. Not only the entering to this kind of atmosphere, but the difficulty in getting people to understand that they were still spirit and not human beings only. Mm-hmm. I never fully realized how difficult it would be. Mm-hmm. Hence my repetition so often. Mm-hmm. But I would like to tell you this time, my dear friends, how glad I am that we met and that we have grown together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we share that gladness.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I feel that for this time, I must leave you. I leave all of you with the blessing of love, with the blessing of knowledge, with the blessing of friendship. So till we meet once again, I leave you, my dear friends, cloaked in my love.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wonderful. My love is with you.
Thank you, Selimet. Wonderful.